You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Lillian Curry.
And my name is Cole Raymond.
And this is the Weekly Stool Edition V. Big v. week, big week. Hey guys, hope you're all doing wonderfully, staying warm out there in these Arctic weathers today.
It's cold out there.
It's rather chilly.
It's chilly. I have my gloves in my pockets. I'm not using them, but I'm using them when my hands are in my pockets
because
my pockets
aren't warm enough. I've never really been a glove person, to be honest.
No, I'm all about
gloves. I'm always
gloves.
The one who, like, I'm running out of the house and my mom's like, Lil, like, get some gloves on. And I'm like, no. Because, you know, they last like 2 minutes.
Yeah, gloves, hat, scarf. Gotta have it all.
Gotta catch them all. But yeah, welcome back. We're happy to be here.
We are happy. I'm happy. Are you happy?
I'm very happy. It's kind of crazy to think, though, that, like, we're at V right now.
Yeah, V is like the end of the alphabet.
We're getting to, like, the end. Yeah. That's kind of a terrifying concept.
I posted all of the, like, weekly, like, letter posters on my story today.
Mm-hmm.
It was way too many. I don't know if anybody saw that.
I did see it. It was a lot of tapping.
It was very long.
A lot of tapping.
A lot of tap, tap, tap on the right side of the screen.
On the right side of the screen. Yes.
But it's V-Week, and V-Week, I thought it wasn't going to be a good week, but it's actually a great week for music.
Yeah, it is a great week for music.
Yes.
Yep.
So.
Yep. It's a great week for music.
Every week is a great week for music.
Every day is a great day
except for
music.
Except for Q. O was bad, and Q was bad.
Q was canceled.
Anyways.
Oh, God.
We're going to start off with my favorite band. I'd probably say that a lot, but it's actually my favorite band this time. They're called Wolfpack.
Oh, I love them.
They come around to New York every fall-ish time, so I'll see them in like September, October.
Such a very wonderful group.
Yeah.
That Cole put me onto almost over a year ago.
They're absolutely crazy. They record all analog. They have great guests.
And everybody, their music videos, if you're into that, are like, a lot of them are super dope and just done in one pan shot, and it's just like them like laying on a couch, like playing a bass.
And then it's just like casually. Cropped shots of the same exact shot.
Yeah,
of like the different people.
It's really wildly entertaining.
Yeah.
So.
And a lot of them are really different also. Like there's this one that's like another one that's just like a session of them playing, but all their heads are really big.
Yeah.
it's really funny.
We're big Wolfpack fans here.
Yes, we are. So we're gonna share my favorite Wolfpack song.
What song is that today, Cole?
It's from Mr. Finish Line, which is a great album, and it's called Birds of a Feather.
I thought you were about to say Wait for.
Yes. No. You know what? Yeah, we're gonna play Wait for the Moment.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so.
Wait for the Moment. It has Antoine Stanley on it. He's like crazy singer, crazy vocalist, amazing musician.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a speech pathologist.
This song is really cute. Actually, the album cover for this song has like a Volvo, right? It's
yes.
Like a blue Volvo.
Yes, it was Joe Rart's first car.
That was my family's first car when
aww.
I was a kid. And I think it's still kicking around somewhere in New York State.
Just driving around.
Just like driving around. But I have so many memories of like me as a 5-year-old, like throwing up in the back seat of that car because I had like terrible motion sickness, and, you know.
Did you have those like headrests that were like lines that weren't like a?
Yeah.
Okay, those are so cool.
And yeah, we all loved that car. We had that car, and then we graduated to a red Volvo station wagon.
Whoa.
Which felt really big after. I don't even know what kind of car that is. It's like a
97 wagon?
No, the one on the album cover of this.
Oh, I have no idea. Some
it's
old
like a
Volvo.
97 blue. Navy Volvo.
I don't know.
It's really, really, really nice. My
but
parents will know.
The album is called My First Car, and it's Joe Dart, the bassist's first car.
Standing in front of his car.
And Lily's first car.
And
it's crazy.
My family's first car.
All right. Well, let's hear this.
Enjoy. I really love this song. I'm so happy we're playing it right now.
This is Wait for the Moment by Wolfpack.
Okay, enjoy.
Okay, so yeah, well, obviously, you know, nothing can work properly ever. So we're going to switch inputs.
We're just going to take things into our own hands.
Okay. Yes, here we go.
Now enjoy. Yeah.
I said, wait for the moment. Gone home, went to bed. While the other kids, they're still outside. I don't feel time when I sleep, so I snuggle up with my sheet and wait for a brighter day. I play football tomorrow with only my best friends, people I like, but I don't love. I'm not allowed. I wonder if Sharon will send me, but I'll play cool, 'cause cool is what you have to do. It's hard to make a point when you're living so loud. My friend excited about not being invited. I say that's an opportunity, but don't I smile, listen, don't I smile. It was so nice to get a call. I'm good at stuff and you're into stuff.
Soothes the soul.
Yeah, so that's a great little number.
Yeah, and the way that they handle doing their effects, everything is very light, but it's like still present
and very close knit, all very
tightly
done.
Yes, they're all extremely tight, and they're all very good.
I really
at
wonder
what they
how
do.
Many times we say that word on the show.
They're tight.
That was a really tight groove there.
It is tight. Usually it's just tight, and that's the only word
can't
that works.
Help it. Can't help it. Makes so much sense.
It does.
Clear, bright, and tight.
Clear, bright, and tight.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving on with the V artists.
The next V artist is
from Wolfpack to Vampire Weekend.
It's a classic.
It is a classic.
Had to be included.
This is off their good album, Vampire Weekend, the self-titled first album.
We love when artists do that.
Oh, we do. And we also love this song, Campus. And we're on a campus. So
it seems appropriate.
And
it
kind of
applies.
Campus,
the pizza place.
I've never eaten there, actually.
Oh, their pesto pasta is to die for.
I think Jack's pesto pasta is actually to die
Jack.
For.
Oh, yes. Welcome,
my
Jack Garceau.
Yes, say
Woo!
Hi.
Hi.
This is Jack Garceau. We actually have a full house today.
Yes, we do.
Mm. We have Sarah, we have Lance, and we have Jack.
And us.
But actually, I'm not here.
Not as important.
You know, not as important.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go. This is Campus.
Campus.
By Vampire Weekend from Vampire Weekend. Okay, so obviously nobody wants to, you know, none of these wires want to work today because they're playing the music, but it's just extremely quiet.
So we're going to manual, just bear with us.
Just
it's one of those
bear
afternoons.
With us.
It's one of those afternoons. Here we go. One more time.
Oh, that song makes me miss college.
That song.
Dang, I miss my college days, walking around the campus.
I miss
studying romances.
The warm days of walking around campus, without wanting to cry.
Yeah, we're gonna be basically locked into either a house or a jacket
for the next 5 months.
And then I'm shipping off to warm, beautiful Germany.
We're not gonna talk about her.
I realized today that even if I learn how to, like, you know, speak in conversation in German, I'm still going to walk into a store and not know what any of the packaging says and any of the products.
That is so funny.
Yeah, that's going to take a lot more experience.
You go to buy milk and you come home with, like, 3 packs of bologna.
Yeah,
your host family is, like, wildly confused.
I'm like, what? Like, I can't read.
What? There was an M in this. Okay.
Oh, man.
Up next...
I'm going to have to use context clues.
Yeah, just point.
Or my vision, you know, to see what the object is.
Yeah. Up next on V Week here on the stool.
Is Lil V.
Lil V. Curry.
You know what's crazy? We find Lily's initials
everywhere.
Everywhere.
My initials are LVC, for those who don't know. And LC are the initials for this college. So everywhere there are just like banners hanging that just say LC on them.
But then there's also LVCs.
And then there's like we go to Goodwill and I'm looking through the sweater rack and there's monogrammed sweaters that say LVC on them.
Embroidered.
Like embroidered?
Embroidered.
How does that make any sense?
I don't know.
Like
man.
Those are the only initials. Like no other sweaters have initials on them. It's just LVC.
Oh yeah, it's the only
I'm honestly flattered. It's my people. Shout out to everyone who has LVC initials. You guys are the best. Hot take.
Is anybody? I don't know.
I don't know anyone myself.
Yeah, I don't.
Anyway,
I don't know anybody else.
So this song is by Van Sire. I believe it's Van Sire. But
if I'm saying Van Sire.
Van Sire. Okay, well, let's listen to Sarah. Sarah's right. We'll go with Van Sire. this song, I don't know how I found this or who showed it to me a long time ago, but it applies. I don't know. I like the song a lot.
It applies to your life right now.
It applies to certain areas of my life. It's one of those songs that, like, you have many of these, remind you of, like, a certain time in your life.
Of course.
So this song, for lack of better words, makes me smell the smells that I was smelling.
Oh, man.
Back in the day.
Disclaimer, if you think Lily is talking about you, she's not. So
she's
stop.
Not.
Whoever you are, just stop. This song is called That I Miss You. That's why I had to say that.
Yeah, this is not... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lily doesn't miss you, okay, buddy?
You don't miss
me. Oh, Lance. All right, this is That I Miss You by Van Sire. Enjoy.
Bop,
sorry,
boom,
I accidentally
boom.
Started playing Steve Lacy. I'm not really sure why.
Steve Lacy. Is Steve Lacy related to Yasmin Lacy?
Maybe.
On another
on
note.
On another unrelated
is Jim Morrison note. Related to Van Morrison? Lance?
No.
Lance says no. I don't know.
But Cole just learned that they did do a show together.
They did, at the Whiskey.
And we bring this up because our next artist is Van Morrison.
Yes.
With his song
Moondance off of his album Moondance from 1970.
Oh, I love Moondance. You guys, did you see the moon last night and the night before that?
No.
I texted. I said,
you didn't
everyone
text me
look
about
at
the moon.
I texted in our group chat, so I did. But the moon has been wildly large for the last 2 days.
And it's been causing some rifts in space-time.
And it's been causing quite some drama on campus. I just think it's been a really, really strange 2 days.
It has been weird.
And I've heard from a couple people who also agree with me. So if you're having a strange day today...
Blame it on the moon.
Or you're like in a weird mood or whatever it may be, it is 150,000% the moon.
Astrology with Lillian.
Astrology with Lillian. I'm just saying, like, it does mess with you.
That's what the show is going to become after I leave.
It's going to be a 1 a.m. podcast that's just me talking about the legitimacy of astrology, which apparently is disproved by NASA officially now because we're missing one of the astrological signs. Did you guys hear about this?
What is this?
Yeah, there's a 13th astrological signs. So NASA changed all of them.
What?
They added Ophiuchus? Ophiuchus?
Which is when?
Ophiuchus, November 29th through December 17th. So me as a Gemini...
Wait, but what was there? Was there just a hole?
There were just 12. So they shortened each and added one. So I'm no longer a Gemini. Actually a Taurus.
What the...
What NASA just did is completely disprove astrology.
That...
Because everyone's been believing that they're a specific star sign for, like, however many years, and they're just not.
That's so funny.
Which I think is very funny.
That's so funny.
So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. If you have any of those friends who are like, well, I did it because I'm a Capricorn, you know? They're just that's just fake news.
Wait, am I still an Aquarius? February 10th?
Nope, you're a Capricorn.
What? Are you kidding me?
Goals mind has been blown. My whole life. Yeah, so...
holy crap.
If you're interested, just Google NASA.
I'm actually a Capricorn.
Astrology, yeah.
Oh, wow. This changes my whole life.
It changes your whole life and, like...
I'm forever changed.
If I was someone who, like, was a big astrology girl and, like, was active on CoStar and, you know, like, checked the New York Times for my horoscope every day, I would say, it makes sense that you're a Capricorn.
When does this article come out?
This came out... September 26th of 2016.
Oh my God, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Wow.
So,
the title of that is NASA changed all the astrological signs and I'm a crab now.
So check it out. Anyway, on that note, our next song.
Wow. Wait, what is wait, what about all the people that have, like, tattoos of their sign?
Then that's very disappointing and very silly.
Oh man, wait. Don't you have, like, a necklace? Oh,
that's yikes. That's a big
Sarah
yikes.
Sarah has an Aquarius necklace.
I'm one of those big astrology people.
I know.
Like, I don't follow that.
It's okay. You do you. We all like to believe in something. It's a human nature.
You're still an Aquarius. Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm willing to change,
though. I'm still a Gemini.
I'm fine changing.
I very highly associate
You're changed?
With Geminis.
Wow.
I'm a Cancer now.
What were you?
Leo.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay, here we go. We're playing more music now. Thank you for bearing with us. This is Moondance by Van Morrison.
Yes.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down.
That was not the right song.
All right.
Moondance. Number 3. There
yes.
you go.
All right, take 2.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breeze that blows. Yeah, I'm trying to please to the calling of your heart strength that plays soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you? Tonight, I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, just try.
Woo!
Moon Dance.
That was amazing. I haven't heard that song in a long time, actually.
That's a big time dad song. It's my
big time dad song.
Yeah, that's like a my dad's CDs song. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Pop him in the car stereo.
Pop your tape.
Yeah, on the way to while he's bringing me to work with him.
Mm-hmm. That sounds nice, actually.
It's nice. It is nice times.
So up next, we have Miss Vanessa Williams.
Yes, whoever that is.
Who actually a lot of you guys do know.
What?
If you've seen the movie Pocahontas, or if you know any of the soundtrack for Pocahontas, because she sings that famous song Colors of the Wind.
Oh.
You know?
Interesting.
She was also the first African-American woman to win Miss America.
What?
She was representing New York.
Wow.
However, she had her title revoked from her after she posed in Penthouse magazine.
What?
I don't think she was totally nude. However, it was an extraordinarily controversial pop.
Wait, why? Why'd they take it away?
It's kind of lame. It was back in the day when promiscuity was correlated to negative things. You know, now everything's just super promiscuous all the time.
Yeah, and you can do whatever you want.
But creds to her. She's ridiculously talented. This is the Choice Club remix of her song Work to Do. Yeah, that's it. If you are interested in her story, like, look it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
Great R&B singer.
She resigned. It wasn't taken away from her.
But it was a lot of negative lashback.
Negative feedback.
I got you.
These pictures aren't that bad.
They're not that bad.
There's no nudity here.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Lance.
All right, so this is...
See what I'm saying? Look at this. This is like nothing. It's like nada.
All right, this is Work to Do, the Choice Club remix by Vanessa Williams. Enjoy.
I
weren't. So this is our new plan.
Yeah, new plan. We're gonna lower the volume of the song towards the end.
I've been manually typing in, and you guys, it's
yeah. Lily
it's
has silly. To log the song, put on the song, and then put on Kiefer, and then put the other song on, and log
fade
it.
Fade it down, and then fade it back up, and yeah. then click it, and then search it. It's not a great system. So this is our new system. Sorry if that's irritating. We're not being disrespectful to Vanessa Williams at all.
Yeah, but now you can still hear it behind us.
You can hear our song. You can hear our mediocrely sounding
Our mediocre banter.
Our mediocre banter. And yeah. So, up next, Cole will introduce his friend.
Up next is my friend, Vic.
Not to be confused with Vic's
cough syrup. Or the rub.
Or the
Vic's vapor rub.
Vic's vapor rub, which is the life-changing... ointment.
I don't think I've ever used that. Actually.
It is probably the best thing ever to exist.
I'll have to try it. Anyways, so my friend Victoria Cordero is a singer, and this is one of her songs, and I think it's good. I think it's great. This is it's from this year, 2019. Yeah, she's doing big things. So go Victoria. This is Parasite by Vic. It's spelled V-I-I-Q.
Edgy.
Very edgy.
Very edgy. All right. I'm going to fade down Vanessa Williams now.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It seems you've been here for some time. Consumed the corners of my mind. I've been so generous, so kind, sustaining you like a parasite. You made a bed inside my home, collected everything I own, said that you love me, no, you go home. Says leave you out to dry. My heart won't let me cross that line. You say without me you would die. You say I won't, I say I might. I don't care if you cry, but we got not right.
Great.
Yay, Victoria. Yay, Victoria Cordero.
Right.
Champion.
Next, a classic.
Extreme classic, guys.
Extreme classic, and I'm so happy we're playing this. However, it's not my favorite Vince Guaraldi
song. No, this
song.
Is the best Vince Guaraldi song. This is from the Charlie Brown Christmas album. It's called Christmas is Coming. There's a dope turnaround in it. It's going to be very, very dope. Me and Jack will be jazzing out to this in a couple seconds.
So, yeah. Vince Guaraldi does a lot of the soundtrack for Peanuts.
Does the whole thing.
The whole thing. I don't know if you guys ever watched it. I know me and my sister had the seasons downloaded on our iPad in the back of the car when you were kids.
It's a must-watch cartoon.
It's a must-watch cartoon. Highly recommend. Even if you're an adult and you think you're too cool for cartoons, you're not too cool for this one.
Or even if you're Jewish and you don't think Christmas cartoons are for you.
If you don't like watching TV, you can read the comic books, which are also really cool.
Yes.
Which is what I did.
A lot of good Peanuts content out there.
Lots of good Peanuts content.
Also, our friend's name is Linus.
And we're not playing Linus and Lucy. But it's fine. And it's after Halloween, so we can listen to Christmas music now.
This is true.
Even though we've been listening to Vince Guaraldi for...
All year.
All right, this is Christmas is Coming.
This song is so
good. Enjoy. Quite a vibe.
Super vibey. And that actually officially started Christmas in my brain, so...
Yeah, just now. It's now Christmas. It was supposed to snow today here.
It wasn't. I don't know what everybody's talking about.
When I woke up this morning at 6:30, it said it was going to snow in 2 hours.
What said? Who said that?
The weather apps. And then my English teacher... Wait, story time. Okay, so today... Okay, I'm going to throw on a music while I tell my story.
You could just put on anything. You don't have to keep clicking through stuff.
Today there was a massive fire drill in one of our biggest academic buildings.
Was it a drill or was it like a fire?
Some individual, I don't know who, decided that they wanted to put food in the microwave for long enough to set off the fire alarms.
I didn't think you could do that.
You can.
Wow.
So
it must have been like a 20-minute microwave sesh.
The alarms went off and everyone got out of class. However, we're in college now.
And the math teachers are crazy.
And the math teachers don't care. So you would walk around this academic building and there were math teachers writing with chalk on the brick floor. the equations that they were trying to teach their class in the 35-degree Arctic winds.
Yeah, it was freezing.
Winds.
It was
so
freezing.
So I'm in my creative writing class, and I'm sitting there, and our teacher goes, you know, I was going to wait for another day to do this, but we're going to go on a silent nature walk. Now,
what a good day for
there were 35 minutes left of my class. There were three boys wearing shorts.
What's up with these guys with the shorts? Stop wearing shorts.
One of them didn't have a
shorts
jacket.
Are over.
He only had a cardigan. And I was there in my scarf and my jacket, my pants that don't go down to my ankles, freezing. And these poor kids' legs were bright red. Oh, and man. She just kept turning around and to the back of the class as we walked in slow motion around dorm buildings on our own campus.
Oh my god.
Which we're very familiar with because we live here for 4 years.
It's a nature walk, Lillian.
But and then she had the audacity to send us an email being like, you need to write a poem about what you learned about nature on your walk today.
Oh my god.
All I learned about nature today is that it's very unforgiving and it will attack your face and your ankles and your knees. And
that's a good poem subject.
Yeah, so that's my anecdote.
The violence of nature.
the violence of nature. It was a very funny morning. This just ties into the whole full moon thing.
Yep, the full moon. It causes everything that
All right,
ever happens.
Up next, we have this song.
This song, Ain't Talking About Love, classic Van Halen song. Back in elementary school, my parents used to take me to the Middletown Pool Club on Friday nights. And
to
I would
play pool? Or to
no, to go pool? In the pool.
Ah, okay.
So it was like a big community pool, and they had like a bunch of pools and like a tennis court and like a wall ball thing. And it was a lot of fun. And we'd have some pizza, and there was always a good, like an air guitar contest. And I always wanted to win it, but I was like too little because like all the big kids would just stand in front of me and like be more animated. So one week I was like, that's enough, like I'm just going for it. And it's to Eruption, which is right before Ain't Talking About Love. And I just jumped up on one of the speakers, like I just stood on top of it, and I just like went crazy. And they gave me a first place medal. It was a little plastic gold thing that I wore on my neck. I was so
weeks.
Happy about it. Yeah, but yeah, this is Ain't Talking About Love. Bring some memories back. Middletown Pool Club, 2008 or something like that.
All right, picture young Cole. Young Cole.
Young Cole.
Young Cole.
Young Cole, no shirt.
Dancing his little heart out.
Just got out of the pool, playing some air guitar.
All right, here we go.
Got to breathe, baby.
That really gave me an insight. I can't. The insight into
into my youth.
Young Cole.
Yeah, I was really out of breath.
I'm sure
after
I would
that.
Have loved you back then.
I remember panting very heavily, clutching my side because I definitely had a cramp. but accepting my medal with great pride.
Great pride.
Great, great pride.
Okay, up next on the stool, we have the Violent Femmes.
And we're a bunch of fake fans, so we're going to be playing Blister in the Sun. It's whatever.
I do enjoy the song, and I have.
Oh, I love this song.
I hadn't heard it, in a very long time. Oh, hey, Lance. In a very long time until I was looking through my V artists. So maybe you guys have the same reaction. I don't know.
This is a good walking song.
Good walking song. Also, another one of those songs that everyone knows that they don't know that they know.
Yeah.
Which should be an entire episode.
Let's do it.
In the future.
It's going to have to be next year.
Maybe minus Cole. We'll see.
Okay, this is... No.
This is Blister in the Sun by Violent Femmes. Please enjoy.
So this week we broke 365 songs and we broke 24 hours. So you can have one song every day or you can have an entire day of the weekly stool.
You could just lay in bed all day.
It's wild. All day.
Aww.
All day.
That'll be one of our snow day activities.
Go through the weekly stool playlist in alphabetical order by artist.
Mm-hmm. At half speed, so you can relish every second.
Oh, yes. Or at 1.5 speed, like how Jack watches YouTube videos.
That's how Jack and I watch our videos for class, actually.
I've never even thought of that. Like, that's such a good idea.
My sister showed me that, actually.
It's wild.
It helps if you're, like, trying to watch one of those, like, Kaltura lectures, like math lectures, and they go really, really, really slow, and you just need to watch the stuff that they're writing down instead of listening to them. I don't know. It helps. Anyway, so this is Vicky Sue Robinson with one of her classics, I think probably her most well-known song.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Turn the Beat Around.
Oh, yeah. Turn the Beat Around. Four of her top five songs are different versions of Turn the Beat Around. That's how you know.
Okay, so this is the single edit version of the song.
Yes, 7-inch.
7-inch single edit.
7-inch single edit version.
And randomly, this version
33
of the song,
and a half RPM.
It's not random. I like it's a better version, but it has 2 million more plays than
than the regular Turn the Beat Around. But it has 4 million more plays than the regular Turn the Beat Around, and also 4 million plays more than Turn the Beat Around radio edit.
But it's not her number one song on her Spotify. It's her second.
No, it is her.
No, Turn the Beat. Mine says Turn the Beat Around, the original 70s.
Yeah, but look at the amount of plays.
Yeah, but I'm talking in order of popular
songs.
But
how do they rank it,
though? I never know.
I think it's recent plays instead of most plays overall.
So this is Turn the Beat Around, the 7-inch single edit.
Let's dance. Let's dance.
Enjoy.
Alright,
so we're super excited for this last number.
We're doing Volpec again.
We're doing
again.
Another Volpec song,
we
but
had
this
to.
Time, for the first time on the Weekly Stool, I believe, we're playing music through YouTube. And
that's fine.
That's fun. So this is going to be Volpec's Something.
Yes, so it's a cover of the Beatles song Something. They played this at Central Park on the summer stage, and then they made this video out of it, and they have Bernard Purdy on the drums, and he's a legendary drummer. It's very, very good recording, very cool video.
So enjoy.
Here so enjoy.
Go.
Wait. Oh, wait. You've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Cole Raymond.
And my name is Lillian Curry.
And this has been the Weekly Stool Edition V.
Welcome back next time for... Edition
ABCHW.
Here's Volpec Something.
valid